Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Little did we know, today is International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Yarr it is, Ellie.
Yarr, yarr. So we thought, my heart is that we talk all things pirate this morning. I don't know why I'm Irish.
An Irish pirate?
I'm an
it
Irish
is possible.
Pirate.
It's definitely possible.
Yeah, exactly. So coming out to stores soon, Monday, 5th of November, is a brand new book. A children's book. It's called Whitebeard. It's all about pirates and Santa and whatnot. So we thought we'd get the author on, MCD Etheridge, otherwise known as Matt. Hello, Matt. Or should I say, ahoy, me hearty.
Ahoy there, you scurvy knave, lung scallywag. How you be going today?
We're good. Do we do the whole interview into pirate
well,
accent?
Well, you can, but the problem about doing pirate is it's very easy to start drifting into Irish. All of a sudden you sound like a leprechaun, which is not the idea of International Talk Like a Pirate Day, is it? You're going to be down there talking like a pirate.
Matt, why do we start talking a little bit Irish when we do the pirate voice? Is it just our go-to?
I think so. I think pirates probably back in the day, a lot of them were Irish. So it's probably where the Irish, that mixture of Irish and other accents, kind of all drifted into one another and became very piratey, but also a little bit Irish.
Is that because they like crime and drinking?
I think so.
That's a very big generalisation about Irish people, Josiah.
Love the grog, yeah.
Yeah. So how should we be celebrating Talk Like a Pirate Day today? What do we generally do? Drink some rum?
Well, you could have some grog. There's obviously the opportunity to have plenty of adventures on the high sea, but if you can't get to the high sea, then you can feel free to go to my Instagram page, which is Whitebeard Book, and there you can find your pirate name.
Oh.
So I've actually been doing my research and had a look and found pirate names for you. So with Josiah, you're Greedy Booty.
And Greedy, and Ellie, Greedy Booty.
Greedy Booty.
And kind of that actually makes sense as well.
Yeah, I'm sure it
does. I've seen his booty before. It does look very greedy. So.
And Ellie, you'd be Scabby Knee.
Scabby? Oh. Do you know what? That is very ironic because I fell off a scooter last year in Greece and I had scabs all over my knees.
And she's wearing rips in her jeans right now where her knees are.
There you go. Oh. It's perfect.
So your book, Whitebeard, it's going to be out in November, as we just mentioned before. It is available from review Tuesday, the 2nd of October, though. Tell us about Santa Claus. He talks like a pirate.
Yes, so this Christmas, it's very much the yo-ho-ho meets the ho-ho-ho.
It's like me on a Saturday night.
Yes, exactly. Well, because the reality is in Australia, we're all a little bit pirate here, aren't we? We're an international crowd. We love a barbecue on a beach, and we call each other mate all the time. So I just love the idea of putting a story together where Santa was a pirate. I did my research and discovered that actually Saint Nicholas, Santa Claus, isn't only the patron saint of children, but he's the patron saint of thieves and sailors. And so
really?
All pirates. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, so Santa Claus is a pirate?
Well, he is in my story, Whitebeard. Yeah, and this is the fruits of all my research, which actually did discover that he certainly had some nautical adventures on the high seas. So it's all there, but it's packed full of fun. So you've got, you know, exploding Christmas puddings and all sorts of great fun, mermaids, trolls, which, you know, it's all there. It's all there for the young adventurers.
Oh, all right, and how young are we talking? What's the age demographic for the book?
Well, I reckon 8 to 12 is a good age, but really anyone can enjoy it of any age because we're all a bit pirate, aren't we?
I was going to say, Matt, I'm 28 and I reckon that's bang up in my demo.
Yeah. Well, we've learnt this morning that you're not great at talking, so
no,
reading
I'm
probably
not.
The same. How funny. How can people get their hands on a copy?
Well, it'll be available on Amazon and in good bookshops. If you want to read chapter one for free, you can go to the website, which is whitebeard.com.au.
Lovely.
Can't wait. MCD Etheridge, thank you very much for coming on the show this morning.
Lovely. Thank you very much for your time. Cheers, guys.
Enjoy your day, me hearty.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.